Novi loy teheder. Why does the pasuk have to say return Sarah because she's the wife of a Novi? Even if the husband, if Avram wouldn't have been a Novi, still she's an Eishes Ish. She has to return her. Why does the pasuk have to say Eishes HaNovi? The answer is like this: Ela k'diyomer Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, diyomer Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, omer Rav Yenison, hochi kam aloi. This is what Hashem told back to Avimelech. V'yato enau hoshev es Eishes Ish. Mikol makom, you have to return Sarah no matter what. She's an Eishes Ish. She's a married lady. She has a husband. You have to return. You can't live with her. Uduka amrit. For that you said Avimelech. Hagoy gam tzadik taroig. Will you kill a tzadik? In other words, I'm a tzadik. I didn't do anything wrong. I thought that she is a sister, so she's mutter to me. Haloy Hashem said back, no, there's something wrong with you. Halayu oimeli. Achoisi. That that you, Avimelech, say that I'm an honest because Avram said that she was his sister. So the answer is no. Hashem said back, Navihu. Yishna Avram Avinu was a Navi. Was that he answered to you to say that it's a sister wasn't a real lie. He did it for a reason. The reason why he did it was Umimach Lomad. He learned from you. He was afraid of you. He saw the questions you were asking, and he saw the way you were going to take her away anyway. And if Avram would have said that Sarah is my wife, Avram knew that you would have killed him. So as Bekuach Nefesh, he lied and said, she's a sister. Why? Because Achsanoi Shabol Yir, if a guest comes into the city, Aliski Achilu Shtiya Shalomaisoi. It's normal to ask him, well, it was a Ksas, so he tried his best, but it had to be with Bekuach Nefesh. Because like this, when a guest comes into the city, what you ask him is, do you have a place to eat? Do you have a place to drink? These are the questions he asks. But klum shalom isoy, ishta chazu, achois chazu. What kind of question is that? Is this lady here your wife or she your sister? You don't ask those questions. A guest just came in, it's not the first question you ask. So Avraham Avinu understood from you that you want her. And no matter what I tell you, you're going to take her. The only difference is, if I'll say she's my wife, Avraham will go. But he'll kill Avraham. If he says that she's a sister, he'll let Avraham live. So that's why Avraham said he's a sister. But really, Avram learned from you, and those you acted not nice. So in other words, you should have had more derech eretz, and therefore you yourself should have learned better, and you yourself shouldn't have come to take a sarah. So that's called ayna mutar, even though you think it's mutar, there's a complaint against you, you should have learned better, you should have known more. Therefore, mikan from here, sheben noyach nerag, a goy is killed, shahoy loy lumoyt loy lomad. Even when a guy says, I'm a mutar, it's not called an onus to say that he should be potter from Yisrael, but rather it's called Korav Lamezid. It's called a tain upon him. He should have learned better. There's no excuse. I thought it was mutar. You thought it was mutar because you didn't have derech eretz yourself. So therefore, I'm a mutar, takalak rava, is called a Korav Lamezid. That's why the Melech deserved to be killed. Right. Now the Mishnah says, Hasuma. Ain't a goyla dibur Reb Yehuda. If a blind person kills somebody b'shegeg, he's potter from Golus. Rabbi Meir like the Golus. No, he goes to Golus. We'll see the machloek what the machloekus is. Ha soina, your enemy, somebody you hate, ain't a goyla. If you kill him, even though you say he did it b'shegeg, still you're potter from Golus. Rabbi Yosi Yomer ha soina nerek. More than that, not only you're potter from Golus, but you're killed. If somebody kills his enemy, we know for sure you had intentions to do it. And therefore, you consider the mazid, and will have you killed. Even though there was no hasra, that's Rabbi Yosi Shita, but not no hasra, and Allah Avchen, but changing the mazid. And since you hate the person, for sure you knew what you were doing, you meant to kill him. If they should come with, that since he's your enemy, for sure you meant to kill him. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, it depends. Yes, Saina, Goyla, V'yes, Saina, Shana, Goyla. Sometimes an enemy goes to Golos if you kill him, and sometimes not. Zehaklav is the cloud. Anytime from what happens, we could say that maybe you meant to do it. And let's say you're lifting up or you're lowering down a barrel, and all of a sudden you slipped out of your hands. So then we'll say, most probably you meant to do it. That since you hate the person underneath, then most probably you did it intentions. But b'shlein ledas, in the case where the Gemara says if the rope snaps, not that you dropped it, but the rope snapped, cut, that you can't do. That for sure is a shegeg. In such a case, the shlema das horag, hooray the goyla. Then you would go to Golis. Depends upon what happens. If we could see that it was your fault, you're potter from Golis. But if we see that it's really in Shoigeg, then you'll be Chayiv Golis. Tana Rabbanan, what like this? The Pasuk says, B'loi Rois, that you did not see now. Like Rashi says, the Mashma Kan L'ro, you killed somebody and you did not see him. Avaroye B'makam Acher, but Mashma you do see someplace else. Therefore, Prat L'Summa Dibur Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Shita, that a blind person is potter from Golis. The Pasuk says you have to be able to see. Just right now you did not see the person you killed. Rabbi Meir Oimer, B'loi Rois, B'd L'Rabbis is a Summa, the opposite. Because now what's the Chiddush? Even a Summa goes to Golis. Now, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? The Yechsev, it says in the Pasuk, V'asher Yovo Yesroyeyu B'yar. General statement. You meet your friend in a forest. Afilu Summa, Mashm anybody, even a Summa. If a Summa goes into the forest to chop wood, and by mistake the wood kills somebody, Poshit is also Chayav Golis. But then the Pasuk comes and says, also below right, it says then that you do not see him now. Mashma, that other places you could see, that's miyatei, that takes out a summa. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, summa spotter from Golis. For Rabbi Meir, he holds like this, below Roy's true lamayit. It says you do not see now, mashma, you could see other places, so a summa should be potter. But then it says, bevli das, you do not know what's happening right now, is also lamayit to exclude a summa. That a summa does not know b'chlal what's doing. Says so, have a miyat acha miyat. There's like two times the pasuk takes out a summa. And the klal is, v'yein miyat acha miyat el l'rabbis. Like for what purpose did the Torah say it a second time? If just to exclude a summa, it's enough one time. It says it twice, teach us even a summa. Such Rabbi Meir Shittah, that a summa is chayav golus. For the Gemara Rabbi Yehuda, b'vli das, what does he do with the pasuk b'vli das? Obviously, he does not need it to take out a summa because he has the first pasuk of B'loi Rois. So the answer is, but we have before, Prat l'miskaven u'diyosa. He says the Vli Das is excluding the case where you're miskaven. Case we have a behema next to another, case of Prat l'miskaven. Now, Rabbi Yossi Yoyme Hasoin in Erin. Yossi says, if the person you killed was your enemy, so then we say you did it the mazid, and we'll have you killed. For the Gemara question, but still, Bolay Asrabay, there was no Asrah, nobody warned him. Like we're talking about now, there was no Asrah there. It's a Shala, maybe you're even a Shaygeg. Just you say, since it's your enemy, we'll say you meant it. But still, nobody warned you. So Moran says, Masnitsin, the Rabbi Yossi, now mission is, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, he. The time you learned, like before we had two Rabbi Yossis. But at least Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda holds, that we learned, the Tanya, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chaver, a person that knows the halacha, ain't sarach asro. He does not have to be warned before he does the avera to receive the punishment. Why? Lefish lenitnu hasro, elo lahavchin ben shoygeg lemezid. The whole pasha of asro is only to warn somebody that he should not be able to say, I'm a shoygeg. I did not realize it's asro. That's what the Torah says to give asro. But in the case where you know the halacha yourself, so like here, if he's your enemy, you know what you're doing. We say he's your enemy, you want to kill him. So therefore, since you have intentions to do it, you're amazed, you know what you're doing, there's no p'tur of Asroah. You do not need Asroah. If two Adim saw what happened, Bezim will have you killed.
Does this
not
mean that...
Yes, sign the girl. Shimon says it depends. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Tanya learned like this. Ketzer Amr Rabbi Shimon. How did Rabbi Shimon say this? That yes, sayna gerla, sometimes he goes to Golis, the yes, sayna shayna gerla. Nifsak, if the string nifsak snaps, gerla, then he goes to Golis. If the string snap, so we say you do not do it intentionally. You can't do it to make it snap. It ripped by itself, that's a shaygeg, you go to Golis. Nishma, if it slipped out of your hand, then ain't a gerla, then you do not go to Golis. If it slipped out of your hand, then we'll say it's karv lemezid, therefore you're parted from Golis. You don't get Nisa according to this Mandi Kotev of Shimon, because there was no Hasurah, but call upon him as Korav Lamezid, you're potter from Gola. For the more Astira, for Tanya was not like this, Rabbi Shimon Aymer, Li'olam Eina Gola, there's never a case of Golis, at She Yishmat Mechatzolay Miyadai, until the roller slips out of your hand. Mashmi, if it's Nishsak, if it slips, snaps, you're always potter. The only time you're ever chayav golus mashm, even by an oyev or by a sayna, it's only if it's yishmat, if it slips out of your hand. So, kasha nifsak anisak, there's a stira about nifsak. Here, according to Rabbi Shimon, Nifsak, if it snaps, there's never a Chiyuv Golus. And before we said by Yisayna, if it snaps, you are Chayav Golus. And Kasha Nishmat HaNishmat. Here it's Mashma Nishmat is always a Chayav Chiyuv Golus. And before we said by Yisayna, Nishmat is not Chayav Golus. So Gemara answers, Nifsak HaNifsak LaKasha. So it's a big question, how are you Gervis? Rashi and the Bach change around the Girsa. Rashi says the Girsa right now should be it should be Nifsak a Nifsak Lakasha. We have, wait a second, that's our Girsa. Rashi has here. Let me fill it. I hope you guys have seen them. Nishmat a Nishmat Lakasha. The first one's answering Nishmat. If it slips, on slipping there's no question. Hob oyev, hob besoyna. One is talking about your friend, and one is talking about your enemy. And nifsaka, nifsaka, she has to get, she should be lakash also, for rabbi gorabonim. When we answer nishmat, a nishmat, that the answer is, for rabbi gorabonim. Rashi explains like this. Hodiktoni nishmat, girl, the word slips. You do go to Golis, be oyev. It is your friend. We're not afraid you did it, bedas. That it says nishmat, you do not go to Golis, that's by your enemy. So that's the first teretz. Of Nishmat, when slips out, if he's your friend, then even though it slips, you're Chayiv Golus. If he's your enemy, then if it slips, you're Potter. Then Nifsak and Nifsak, where it snaps, if you're Chayiv or not, that's the Gemara says, Chol Machlokes Rebbe and Rabbanan. Where the string snaps, that's like when you're chopping wood with your axe, the metal goes flying off. If it snaps, you're like holding on to the string, and the other half of the string goes flying off. That's the machlokes we had before in the Mishnah, where the Nishmat HaBazel Mikitoi, that Rebbe says, ain't a gerva. Here also, if it's Nifsak, if the string snaps, according to Rebbe, you'll never go to Golis. That's like Korv Oynis, that's like where the metal goes flying off from your axe. And the Brisa that says, you would go to Golis, that goes according to the Rabbanan Shita. That they hold in a case where you have an axe, and you're chopping wood, and the axe, the metal itself goes flying off, still that's called a good shaygay to be chayav golus. See also, if you're lowering down a barrel, and the string snaps, even though it snaps, which is doima to the metal, go flying, still you'd be chayav golus. Simple as no stira. The place that says yapata goes according to Rebbe, where it says yachayiv goes according to the Rabbanim. Now that's not called such an oinus. Now the Mishnah says, le'echen gerlin, if you kill somebody, b'shoigeg, that we learned before, you go to Golis, where do you go? Where is Golis? Where is the Yoram Miklat? So you go to Yoram Miklat, there are special cities set aside to protect you. It protects you from the Gerel Adam, it's not permissible to kill you there. Now, l'shola sh'be'evra Yardain, or l'shola sh'be'evra Kanan. There were three special cities in Eretz, in Evra Yardain, before they went to Eretz Israel, and three in Eretz Israel itself. We'll see why. It's not even, should have been equally. There were 9.5 Shvatim in Eretz Yisrael, although only 2.5 in Eivra Yadin. Why does Eivra Yadin have the same amount as Eretz Yisrael? So we'll see in the Gemara. Shneim the Pasuk says, Eis Shalosh He'orim Titnu Me'eivra Yadin, V'eis Shalosh He'orim Titnu V'Eretz Kanoan, Mashma 3 in Eivra Yadin and 3 in Eretz Yisrael. Now, Achla Nifkru Shalosh Eretz Yisrael, before Yeshua, before they conquered Eretz Yisrael and set aside the three cities in Eretz Yisrael, Lohoyu Shalosh Eivra Yadin Koletis. Even though the three in Eivra Yadin were set aside way before, even in Moshe Rabbeinu's times, but still did not take effect, it would not protect you yet. Why? Shneim the Pasuk says, Sheish Orei Miklat Tiyenu. You need 6 cities. That means Ad Sheyiyu Sheshton Koletis Kiyachas. Until you have all 6 working together. So before they conquered Eretz Yisrael and set aside the three they already set aside in Eivra Yadin had no power. That would not protect the murderer. Umuchuvenes lehem drachim. That has perfect roads going to the Or Miklat. The person should not get lost on the way. That would be nice straight roads with signs on it telling them which way to the Or Miklat. Mizuluzu, like from one to another. Shneim the Pasuk says, Tochin l'cho aderech, prepare the way for the person. Now v'shilashto, and divide it up by 3s. Now we'll see in the Gemara, like, you divide up the 3 cities in 3 parts of the land. Like there's a third land between each city to the next city. Now also the Mishnah says, When we send the Horak to the Orem Miklat, when they asked the Bezdin Paskin that this Reuven killed B'Shegig, he asked to go to the Orem Miklat, so when they sent him there, two Tamid Chomim went along with him. He had to have an escort of two people. Why? Shema Yargena B'Derech. We're afraid maybe the Goel Adam will come and meet him on the way, going to the Orem Miklat and kill him. So therefore, if Yadav Reilov, if he has two people with him, Tamid Chomim, they'll talk to the Goel Adam and say, listen, he only did a B'Shegig, don't kill him, let him go to Orem Miklat, and they will stop the Goel Adam. Rabbi Meir Reimer, to show what the Girsu is after, or who, if he goes after means he agrees that there are two Tamechomim, he just says that the Reuven himself speaks to the Goel Adam. If he goes just who, you take out the word af, it means Rabbi Meir is arguing on the Tanakama. Rabbi Meir is saying, who medaber are they atzmai? You do not have to have two Tamechomim with him, it's enough just the Reuven. The Horak goes himself, and if he meets up with the Goel Adam, he himself will talk to him. He'll explain to him what happened. Shneimer the pasuk says, "V'zed devar ha-Ratzeach." These are the words of the Ratzeach. Mashma the Ratzeach himself speaks up and protects himself. Tells the Goel Adam, "It wasn't my fault. It was a shaygig. Leave me alone. I'm doing the mitzvah now. I'm going to the Orem Miklat. You can't touch me now." So it's enough just for the Ratzeach himself to speak up. We do not need two Tamei Chachamim. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, v'tchila. As soon as Bezdin finds out that somebody killed somebody, right away, echad shegig, whether you did it b'shegig, echad b'mezid, makim l'or miklat. Right away, Bezdin tells the Horak, go to the Or miklat. For your protection, save yourself from the Goel Adam right away. Then, u'bezdin sholchan mevi'en oisim misham. Then, when it comes to time to have your court case, then Bezdin takes you out of Or miklat and brings you to the Bezdin. And Mishin is Chayev Golis Machzir Noisel Lemekaymai. If Bezdin comes out of Pesach, you only killed B'Shegeg. You do not deserve to be killed. You only have to go to Golis. So he put you in Golis. Machzir Noisel Lemekaymai. Yeshinem Reposik. Mishin is Chayev Mises Bezdin. Mishin is Chayev Mises Bezdin. Hargeil. If Bezdin comes out, he killed the Mezid, and there was a Hasro, so we have him killed. If he's not chayiv misa at all, Bezdin frees him. And Mishin is chayiv golus, so Bezdin came out with the psak that he killed B'Shegeg, that he deserves to go to golus. Mazir v'noyselim kaima, we return him back to his place. This is the proof that he was already in Orem Miklat. Shneimer the pasuk says, v'heishivu oisai ho'eda el ir miklatoi, that they returned him back to the Orem Miklat. Mashma that before the psak din, he also was sent to the Orem Miklat. As soon as there's a shaila, somebody killed or not, right away Bezdin tells him, go to the Orem Miklat. Later we call you out to have the Pesach Din. Whenever we come out, that's what we do. We'll see about it. We'll learn about it soon. Tana Rabba, work like this. Shalosh Orim Hivdil Moshe B'Evra Yadin. Three cities in Evra Yadin, like the Mishnah says, Moshe Rabbeinu set aside. Ukinegdom, just opposite them, Hivdil Yeshua Beres Kenan. In Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua set aside three more cities. They're mamash straight across, like two rows in a vineyard. It was a straight path you could go from one to another. Chevron v'Yehuda. Chevron was in Eretz Yisrael. Kineged Betzah b'Midbar. That was Kineged Betzah they did in the Midbar in Never Yardin. Shechem Bahar Ephraim, that was in Eretz Yisrael. Kineged Ramayt v'Gilad. Kodesh Bahar Naphtali. Kineged Golin Baboshin. These were the three and three. Then the pasuk says, Vishilashto. What does that mean? Divide them up equally by thirds. That means, Shiyo Mishaloshin. That means, divide it up by thirds. Shiyo Midorim Lechevron. From the south side of Tuchevron, in the same amount of space of land, Kimichevron Lechem. As from Chevron to the next Orem Miklat. O Mechevron Lechem, Kimichem Lechadish. O Mechem Lechadish, Kimichadish Litzofen. In other words, you divide up the land, let's say it's 20 miles, so what, every third, you put another city, an Orem Miklat. Yeah. Now the question is now, B'Evra HaYarden Tlos, Beretz Yisrael Tlos, how come? How could it be that in Evra Yarden you only had 2.5 Shevatim living there? In Eretz Yisrael you had 9.5 Shevatim living there. So what's the proportion to have three cities here and three cities there? You should have much more cities in Eretz Yisrael. The answer is Amabaya, the Gila Shrichi Reitzkin. And Gila Mevra Yarden, that was a place that a lot of murderers there. So therefore, they needed the same amount of cities as the whole Eretz Yisrael needed.